Throughout the history of the Lower East Side, the hunger for culture, knowledge, and education has always been a passion in the Jewish immigrant community. Back in the 1800s, when Yiddish theater ruled the Lower East Side, their version of Shakespeare's King Lear was so hugely popular and powerful that on many nights, audience members would storm the stage, begging Lear to forget his ungrateful children and come home with them for some tea, herring, and sympathy. And immigrant mothers who couldn't even speak English would go to the library and hold up their fingers to indicate the number of children they had. They would get library cards and give one to each child, saying, "Go, learn, read." This Bintel brief expresses it poignantly. "Worthy editor, I am the oldest of five children, a 14-year-old girl. We've been in the country 2 years, and my father, who is a frail man, is the only one working. I go to school, where I do very well, but since times are hard now, and my father earned only $5 this week, I began to talk about giving up my studies and going to work, but my mother wants me to continue my education. My mother is now pregnant, but still has to take care of the three boarders in the house. Mother and father work very hard, and they want to keep me in school. I'm writing to you without their knowledge, and I beg you to tell me how to act. I remain your reader." The advice to the girl is that she should obey her parents and further her education. Clearly, Jewish immigrants embraced education as the way up and out of the ghetto. From the neighborhood libraries and the numerous free lectures at community centers like the famed Educational Alliance to respected colleges like the Cooper Union and City College, there's a rich legacy of learning.